It's been a fun night. We had some good food and took in some local community theater. And now, late in the evening, we find ourselves at our favorite little restaurant for dessert drinks. We've been seated in a booth. The ambiance is really nice here. The lights somewhat low. You wore that sexy little black dress of yours, one that ties around your neck and is bare all the way down your back, dangerously close to showing the top of your ass. You're sitting to my left in the booth, and we've made short work of the chocolate mousse. Now you're sipping on your favorite drink, that cosmopolitan. We're making conversation, laughing, having a good time. You feel my hand slipping beneath your knees and scooping your legs up, pulling them into my lap. My left arm circling around you and resting my hand on the small of your back, pulling you closer until your ass is snuggled right up against my hip. You can feel my thumb just slowly caressing and rubbing back and forth across your spine. You set down your drink and look into my eyes with a mixture of nervousness, anxiousness, excitement. You lean forward and your forehead rests against mine as your hands circle around my neck. I can feel your nails just lightly grazing along the base of my scalp. I grin a little bit and feel my hand hit the inside of your calf. You have such soft, smooth skin. You can feel my hand start to slide up your calf, the inside of your knee. The bottom of your dress starting to bunch up around my wrist as I slide my fingers even higher up the inside of your thigh. Your body tenses more and your legs start to instinctively clamp together. Just relax, baby. Just relax and pretend like we're just having an intimate conversation here. The restaurant's fairly empty. A few lonely souls sitting at the bar. Just pretend it's you and me. I feel your legs relax slightly and my hand slides further and further up the inside of your thigh. I can already feel the heat emanating from that hot, sweet little pussy. You keep toying with your nails along the back of my head. You're trying to think of something to say to pretend like we're just talking. But all that seems to come out of your mouth are small little moans. And then you feel the tips of my fingers brushing over the front of your tiny little panties. Somebody's already wet. Panties are soaked. And you feel me press the tips of my fingers just right over the front panel of your panties and start to rub. Nice and slow, soft. You can feel your hips start to wriggle and you start to writhe a little bit against me. And you feel my hand on your back press a little bit more firmly. Don't move. Don't give any indication that my hand is on your pussy right now. We wouldn't want to call attention to ourselves. I can see you fighting so hard to remain calm, not to move. My fingers hook around the edge of your panties and slowly tug them to the side. Then I can feel that bare, wet slit. So I start to slide my finger back and forth over those wet lips, teasing that stiff little clit. Your fingers are starting to dig into my neck and my scalp a little bit. I can tell that you're fighting the urge to move. That's a good girl. I can feel my middle finger starting to push between those tight, wet little lips. Slowly sinking that finger inside the hot sheath of your pussy. Oh, baby, you're so fucking tight. Oh my god, you're so fucking wet. Let me curl my finger a little bit. Just start to stroke it slowly in and out of your pussy. You want so badly to move, to moan, to cry out something, anything. You're fighting so hard. You feel my hand on your back just continuing to caress. Rub over that soft, smooth skin at the small of your back as that finger keeps twisting, pushing, pumping inside of your hot little pussy. I can feel your I can feel your cunt clamping around my finger. I know you want more, you want it faster, you want it harder, you want it deeper. But I just keep that same slow, steady pace. You can feel my thumb brushing back and forth over your clit. And I feel you lower your head down to my shoulder and burying that pretty face into my neck. Fingers tracing up and down over the back of my head. You can inhale the faint scent of that favorite cologne you bought me for my birthday. And your pussy just keeps getting hotter. It just keeps getting wetter. I can feel you making just the smallest little movements, trying to rock your hips, trying to grind up against me just a little bit more, just a little bit more is all I need. And then you feel my fingers sliding out of you, and I can almost hear the anguish in your voice, so soft against my skin, against my ear. I pull my hand all the way out. Dip my finger into your Cosmo and bring it up to your lips. Pushing it slowly into your mouth. Taste yourself. Taste your juices mixed with that alcohol. Suck my finger. That's a good girl. Slowly slide my finger back and forth in your mouth. You can feel your tongue playing against it. And your eyes glittering, looking right into mine. And I slowly slide my finger back out of your mouth and reach back down under the table, sliding it back up underneath your dress, and immediately pushing it back into that wet little pussy. Don't look now, baby, but I think maybe one of the men at the bar is caught on to what we're doing. We can feel your body tense even more, and you practically bury your face back into my neck, into my shoulder, not wanting to look, not wanting to know that some stranger might actually know that you're being finger fucked right now. And I just hear your little moans, your little whimpers, your little pants of breath as I start to work a second finger inside that tight little hole. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Let's just squeeze a little pussy around my fingers. I know you want it. You want to come so bad, don't you? I'm pumping. Twist my fingers in and out of the tight clasping little hole. My other hand continuing to slide up and down your bare back. Oh. And you feel yourself getting closer, closer to the edge. And just when you think you can't take it anymore, you hear the sound of our waiter asking if there's anything else he can get us. I shake my head no and tell him that the check will be fine. He sets the folder down on the table and thanks us as he turns to leave. And I immediately start to push my fingers faster, harder inside your pussy. My hand sliding further up your back so that I can tangle in your hair, pulling your head off of my shoulder so that I can look into your eyes. He's still watching. He's still watching, so you need to make sure that you don't give any indication that you're about to fucking come on my fingers. And you are gonna come. You're gonna come so fucking hard. And now you want to. I know you want to show me just what a hot fucking little slut you are right now. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh my god, that's it. Squeeze a little pussy around my fingers. And after you come, and after I pay the bill, we're gonna walk out of here. You're going to blow that man a kiss. We're going to get in the car. You're going to get that pretty little mouth on my cock. You're going to suck my big, hard cock the entire drive home. Yeah, you like that, don't you? And you like the thought of getting your mouth on my cock. That's it, baby. That's it. Don't move. Don't you fucking move. Fingers driving harder inside of you. The thumb working faster back and forth over that clit. I can feel your... Oh my god, your hands are locking tighter around my neck. You're doing everything you can not to make it obvious, but... Oh my god, your hips are grinding and driving up against my side. Fuck, your juices are running down your thighs. Oh my god, baby, that's it. That's it, look at me. Look at me. Come for me. That's it, right now, come for me. There you go, that's it. Oh my god, you're coming over my fingers. And I can feel your body tense up. Fuck. You just crush your mouth against mine, doing everything you can to try and muffle your moan as you cry out so loudly into my mouth. Your little pussy squeezing, spasming all over my fingers. Oh, fuck. I feel you slowly. Oh my god, slowly shudder and quake as. As you work your way through that orgasm. I draw my fingers out of your pussy and bring them up. I suck and lick them clean, tasting your juices before I kiss you again, sliding your dress back down and pushing your feet back off my lap. Take out my wallet and leave the cash in the folder, escorting you out of the booth. As we're walking out of the restaurant, you can see that man sitting at the bar looking at you like the cat who just ate the canary. You're nervous, you're embarrassed that you do blow him that kiss. And then we're out the door.